This is the next patient is Robert Vance, V-A-N-C-E, Victor Alpha November Charlie Echo. We want to thank Dr. Shilpa Shadev, Shilpa, S-H-I-L-P-A, last name S, C like in Charlie, H like in hotel, A like in Alpha, D like in Delta, E like in Echo, V like in Victor, for this kind referral. This is the clinical case of a 93-year-old white male that has chronic kidney disease stage 3B. That has been evaluated in the past period. I have the opportunity to see Mr. Vance when he was in the hospital in 2022, and at that time we did a ultrasound of the kidneys, in which the kidneys were symmetrical and there was no evidence of atrophy of the kidneys, hyperechogenicity, or thinning of the cortex, period. During that time, the patient was with a creatinine that was oscillated between 1.8 and 2.2. Interestingly, the urinary sediment was not active. There was no evidence of hematuria. There was no evidence of pyuria. No evidence of casts, period. And he had a protein creatinine ratio that was close to 200 milligrams per gram of creatinine, period. In talking to the patient, he has prostatism. Whether or not this has been evaluated by the urologist is unknown. The primary care, Dr. Shadev, did a rectal examination and I think that didn't show any abnormalities in the findings. Period. Nevertheless, before we make the final assessment of this case, we want to order a post-void ultrasound of the bladder to see if he's able to order the bladder, if he's able to empty the bladder completely. If there is a urine retention that is significant, with significant residual volume, this might interfere with the determination of the kidney function, period. Number two, symptoms of prostatism. Number three, the patient has anemia. This anemia could be associated to the CKD stage 3B, the aging process. Nevertheless, we are going to order a iron, total iron capacity, a iron saturation, vitamin B12 and folate. Following number, hyperlipidemia, by history, we're going to request the lipid panel. There was a history of hypomagnesemia and hypokalemia in the past. This was in the after effect of the administration of PPIs that since then have been stopped. Following number, the patient has a remote history of colon cancer. Following number, the patient has several operations regarding skin cancers, the most recent one was in the right face. Period. We are going to order the laboratory workup, and we are going to give an appointment to see us in a couple of months. Once again, I want to thank Dr. Shadev, S-C-H-A-D-E-V, for the kind referral. Period, paragraph. I invested 15 minutes of the time evaluating the referral, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and the documentation 7 minutes.